Go ahead and give me your name and your title with the society.
Yeah, Andreas Kobrich, and I'm the secretario ejecutivo, the manager from this our organization. I am an agronomist, and I work now 10 years in this work to manage this the SOFO. But 20 years before, I worked also in SOFO more in the technical work with farmers, working with farmers.
The agriculture that you described in this area is more traditional, what we would call traditional agriculture, yes. Back home, livestock and crops, right?
Yes, right. We also call about traditional. It's also when traditional look sometimes as a very old agriculture, so we are asking or calling today more that we are subsidizing imports. Mm-hmm. So then really we make wheat and milk and dairy and so on, but it's not the same milk or not the same wheat than 10, 20, 30 or 40 years ago. Mm-hmm. So we are introducing every day, year to year, new technology, not only with machine or then also a technique for fertilizing or pest control and so on. So I think we have a very modern agriculture, a modern systems, production systems here in Chile general, and in principle also here in the south part in this region.
And your major crop is wheat?
Yes, our main crop, yeah, we produce 50% of the wheat of the country. So it's a very important region for the country. The Chilean people eat a lot of bread. Mm-hmm. All this wheat is for the mills, is for bread. So mm-hmm. It's a high-quality wheat. We doesn't use here feed wheat or wheat for animals. And also we produce here oats, for example, and we are exporting very well the oats to Central America and other countries. Then the oats, after rice, mm-hmm. oats is the cereal that need more water. Yeah, in this part of the country or this region with a lot of water mm-hmm. and without snow, it's very nice for oats. So we have high yields, near to 8-9 tons by oats, and high quality oat and for industry, for all to human consume. So we also produce oat, some barley, triticale, and rapeseed. So principally we produce a lot of crops here.
Now, you also talked about your livestock, and beef cattle is an important part of that.
Yeah, by cattle, I think 30 years ago, 30 years ago, we have a mixed agriculture with cattle and crops. Today, it's also more specific, and we have only crop land or agriculture and other dynamic, the cattle. And then today, the dairies also are moving more south. So we have our cattle are principally today only beef. Mm-hmm. In different bread by Aberdeen Angus is the most popular, I think, today, or day for day, making more popular also here in Chile. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a very good producer, very good meat, and by the consumer, like it very well. So we are producing more and more Aberdeen Angus, but also in an area with a big pressure to make that the cattle are closer and closer. So we have less farms that working with cattle, mm-hmm. more by crops, and new coming in the fruits, and by fruits principal with some apples for export, but principal today the hazelnuts. It's a new orchard that find a very good adaptation here in this part, and we are producing about over 10 years with also high yields. And today, and we will take the wood, but no problems, no bigger problem with pests and so on. So we are very happy and looking very optimist to the future by hazelnuts.
Right. Tell me about the optimism or the attitude of farmers here in your district.
Oh, it's a little difficulty to answer. Then sometimes we have some problems with our neighbors, some neighbors, native population, the Mapuche, are sometimes a little aggressive. But I will say also the farmers are optimists. I think farmers all in the world. Last year we have a bad yield, but this year I will have the better yield, and they will sow again and sow again and sow again. So I think it's the same, mm-hmm. Like other farmers.
All over the world.
Yeah, right. Sorry, we like our land. And we think we must give the land also to the family or to some of our sons or daughters and so on. So I think the people are optimists, but it's not easy in a country that are working with open market, absolute open market. We have no regulations. We must compete in the market, for example, by wheat, with the imported wheat. The country import half of the wheat that we need, imported, and pay bigger price for the imported wheat than for native or local wheat. And it's no quality problems. Mm-hmm. It's only commercial conditions or other problems. First we produce and they buy our wheat, and then they need and buy more expensive wheat. So it's not easy, but we like it. We like the country. We like farm to be a farmer, and we like also our citizen, our country.
Yeah? Thank you.
Bueno, okay. Thank you.